The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
I am not going to tell you that I can wave some prayer wand over you today and send you home and you'll never have to fight this guilt again. I can tell you that eventually you can get to the point where it's not a problem in your life. But let me tell you something. We cannot run from Goliath and ever defeat him.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Everyday Answers. I am so glad that you are here with us today because I have a feeling this is going to be a day of freedom for some of you. Many people live every day with one thing that completely can destroy their life. It's guilt. Guilt can be all-consuming. It just wraps its tentacles around every aspect of your life. But did you know that God doesn't want us to live that way? Guilt says this is what we deserve, but God says, I've come to give you something very different. So our question today is, how do I overcome guilt? To get us started, we want you to meet a man who had a very good reason to feel guilty, but God has given him something different.
Today I want to talk to you about how guilt and condemnation traps us and keeps us in the same place. And so we feel guilty about the things that we're doing wrong, but then as long as we're in that guilt, we can never really stop doing them and make progress. In order to grow spiritually, we must learn who we are in Christ, that by his great, amazing grace and mercy, he has not only forgiven all of our sins, but he has given us his very own righteousness. We have right standing with God legally because of the blood of Christ, even though we still do things wrong. So imputed righteousness is a gift from God that then enables us to learn how to walk in that right standing and gradually, over a period of time, do more and more and more things right because we've been given righteousness. God never expects us to produce something that he doesn't give us a seed of that first in our lives. How could God possibly tell us to be patient if he didn't put a seed of patience in us? We have no ability unless God gives us that. How could he possibly tell us to walk in peace in the troubled world that we live in if he didn't give us a seed of peace? And I think it's very important for people to understand, as a believer, what you already have the moment that you're born again. I mean, God downloads seeds of his own character into our spirit. We have God living on the inside of us. And the Bible says that we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not an unholy spirit, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love. You have an ability to love people, and I do too. Joy. Our joy does not have to be based on our circumstances. We can have a joy that's found only in God. Peace, patience, all these wonderful fruit of the Spirit. Self-control. What do you think about that one? Humility, meekness. So there's no point in going around saying I can't control myself, because we do have self-control. We might say I don't want to control myself, or I'm not strong enough yet to control myself, but we need to confess, and I believe in doing it out loud, what we already have as a gift from God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am patient. Well, you say, no, you're not. Well, but I am. In here, I am, and I'm just working with God to get it from in here to out here, where it can actually do somebody some good. So you are fully loaded and equipped to be a dynamic influence in the world today. You just have to believe it. Believe it. And so this guilt thing is a trap.
Well, Joyce is in the house today. She's going to answer a few specific questions that you have sent us about guilt. And Joyce, before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about AJ. We met AJ on the show earlier, and he has actually been with you at our conferences sharing his testimony a little bit too, and he's doing great.
Yeah, the thing that's really impressive about him is he really serves now. He comes to our conferences as a volunteer, and you know, in order to do that, you got to spend some time and money traveling, and he wants to do that. He wants to give back, and we were so impressed by his testimony, and it was so moving that we felt like we wanted to have him share it in the meetings, and so when he is at the conferences, we have him do that, and he always cries. He never, ever shares it without crying.
Because his heart is so real.
Yeah, and it just indicates to me what a depth of brokenness there was in his life because of what he had done, but yet how free he is now from that guilt and condemnation.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about guilt specifically. Why is it so dangerous? What does it do to us?
Guilt makes you cranky, makes you hard to get along with, totally steals your joy. But one of the worst things about guilt is I say it's like being on a treadmill. It's like you want to change the thing you're guilty about, but the guilt keeps you so weak spiritually that you can't really focus on the strength that you need in Christ to overcome it. So it's really like self-defeating. And, you know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And so we have to keep in mind that when we feel those accusations about what we're not and things we did wrong or things we didn't do right, that's not God. God convicts us through the Holy Spirit of things that we need to change or repent of. But conviction lifts you out of a problem where guilt and condemnation presses you down into it.
And that leads us right to our first question. Jennifer from Alabama wants to know, how do you know the difference between those two? Is it guilt or is it condemnation or is it conviction?
Yeah. Well, conviction always should lift you out. It's not condemning. It's the Holy Spirit showing you that there's something that needs to change. But what I've learned to do is appreciate that. Instead of like, oh my gosh, another thing wrong with me.
Right.
I'm like, thank you, Lord, for showing that to me. And I quickly repent or make that change. And then because over many years I've learned the total uselessness of guilt, I just go on. And so if I'm just feeling guilty about something, then I know right away that's not God. That's not the way that He functions. Because guilt will almost always leave you with either no answer. Or, I mean, like AJ, he could have felt like, well, there is no answer. I've already done the thing.
Right.
I cannot go back and undo
that. Can't undo it.
Can't undo it. So now the only thing left for me is to feel guilty all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very helpful to realize that in Isaiah 53, it says that He bore our iniquities and the guilt.
Yeah.
So if we believe that Jesus took our sin, I mean, He took it on Himself, then if I don't have the sin, I can't have the guilt.
Right.
So as soon as I receive that I'm forgiven, then any guilt that I feel after that has got to be the devil.
And what freedom comes in being able to release that. Now, this is a great question, and I think a lot of people feel this way. I should feel guilty. Greg asks, if we shouldn't feel guilty, what leads us to repentance?
You know, if you feel guilty or ashamed because you did something wrong, and that's just a short-term, like, alarm to you.
Right.
I don't think
and we need that.
Yeah, I don't think that's the end of the world. But once you repent, then you go on about your business. So it's not like nobody's saying you shouldn't feel wrong if you do something wrong.
Good.
But
you
don't keep that. It doesn't become addictive guilt. There's a difference in just, you know, like I say, you know, if I drop something and I make a big mess, well, I might feel ashamed of what I did, but I'm not ashamed of myself because I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I still know who I am in Christ. So many people get a shame-based nature and it ruins their life. Well, it's the same thing with guilt. I might, you know, I might offend you and, man, suddenly I feel bad about it, which could also be described as guilt. But once I say, oh, man, Ginger, I'm sorry, then that needs to go. If I keep that, then that's a wrong kind of guilt.
Yeah. Good. Mary from Washington, D.C. asks, I have a difficult time forgiving myself, even after asking God to forgive me. I find it hard to have joy and a smile, and I don't understand why. Is there something wrong with me for taking life so seriously?
I think that she probably is mad at herself because she thinks that she disappointed God. And so she's pretty much saying, I believe God forgives me, but I can't forgive myself. Mm-hmm. But she's not forgiving herself. Maybe she's a perfectionist. And so she doesn't, you know, she just can't handle, I made a mistake. I mean, there's a number of reasons.
Right.
But the thing is you have to realize that God is not, yeah, he doesn't like what we did, but God's not disappointed in us because the thing is he already knew we were going to do it before we ever did it.
Yeah.
You know, I love in Jeremiah where he told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and I chose you as my instrument. So when it says, I knew you, well, that's a much deeper thing than what we think. I mean, God knows us. He knows things about us that
right.
we haven't even comprehended. And so God, there's a difference in God not liking what we do and not liking us. He always loves us. And you know, just to take a moment more with this, many, many years ago when I was in my 20s, I used to every night, oh God, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Well, I was actually talking about sins from a long time ago. And one night I heard so clearly, I forgave you the first time you asked me. Now you need to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Because see, really not forgiving ourselves is pretty much equivalent to not receiving God's forgiveness.
Jennifer from Georgia asks, what do I do when I know I don't deserve God's grace and forgiveness? I've had a hard time accepting it because I failed him time and time again.
Well, the whole definition of grace is undeserved favor. Now, it's also God's strength and power to help us overcome things, but it's undeserved favor. Matter of fact, there's not one of us that deserve anything good that God does for us. That's the whole beauty
right.
of salvation through Christ. He took all the punishment. He paid the price. He died in our place, and we get what he deserved, which is right standing with God. And so, I mean, you're missing the whole point. If you think it's because you don't deserve it, you're right, you don't deserve it. But that makes the free gift even more exciting.
And I love what you said. God does not want us to live in that shadow of guilt.
No,
it's not what he wants.
He just does not. It's just tormenting, absolutely tormenting. I can say that that was probably one of my biggest areas that I needed to overcome. I was so riddled with guilt because of my dad's sexual abuse toward me. And I don't remember when, but at some point, I guess I just decided, well, there's something wrong with me because this is not happening to other people that I know. You know, a child doesn't have the ability to look at the parent and say, man, you got a problem and you're taking it out on me. And so once we internalize that guilt and that shame and it becomes part of who we are, then it really takes a miracle of God, which has already been provided on the cross, to set us free from that. And the only thing left for us to do then is believe it. And that comes only through renewing your mind, and that takes time in the Word of God.
Right. Thank you, Joyce, very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. So God has already provided everything you need today to let go of that guilt that is gripping your heart. If you have a question and you would like to hear more from Joyce, go online, use the hashtag AskJoyce. We'll be answering those questions throughout, and we love to be able to help you in any way we can. Right now, let's continue with Joyce's teaching on how do I overcome guilt.
It's so interesting to me, the people that God chooses. How could Paul ever have gotten over feeling guilty? Somebody mentioned this morning, it's possible that he was teaching the children of people that he helped arrange for their murder. Try to get over that.